to a part of our region.
Peterson Farm Seed hosting their annual field day near Fargo at Prosper. Red River Farm Network's Megan Overby has more.
Reporting from the Peterson Farm Seed annual field day near Prosper, North Dakota, I'm Megan Overby on the Red River Farm Network, joined by Peterson Farm Seed President Carl Peterson. The annual field day, you were able to pull it together. The schedule, the layout looks a little different, but tell me about the day's events.
A little weird because, you know, normally we try to get as many people as possible to come to our field day. This year, with everything that's going on, we had field days around the region, and we try to scale this all back. But we still had a reasonably good crowd. We had Jason Hansen from Rock and Roll Agronomy talking about crop conditions around the area and things that he's seen, a tech demonstration of some of the new technology that our team is working on. Some of it's pretty cutting edge, including drone stand counts in the field. So we've got some soybeans out here that are like 2 inches tall that we planted for that. And, of course, a lot of great products.
A big topic, and especially Jason touched on this during his presentation, is we're starting to get out and about and see what impact was not had on especially the corn and soybeans after these freezing temperatures that were felt in the area. And so what's the general consensus there?
You know, it's really too early to tell in a lot of areas. Right now you have some areas further north central in the state where, you know, they were down in the low 20s. It's pretty well finished up there. But across the region with lighter frost, the corn probably not hurt very much, and the beans will just have to wait and see. We don't think the frost penetrated the canopy very deeply, which means yield losses will probably be pretty minimal.
Reporting Agriculture's Business for the Red River Farm Network, I'm Megan Overby.
Thanks.